that side. Give your backs to the racist right there. That's what we do to racism. We give them our backs. We don't engage with them.
Hello.
We do not talk with them. So give them your back. Do not engage with them. Let me start. I was told I have a short time to speak. We're behind schedule. And I've heard Brother Raed say something very important. And this something is that Palestine will be free. It is definite. Palestine will be free. But the question, how? How will we help Palestine to be free? With your thousands here today, don't you even dare to think that by just coming here, Palestine will be free. Don't dare to think that Palestine will be free when you just chant. It is never free like this. Justice is never given by the oppressor. It is demanded by the people. So you gotta demand the justice. Let me finish, we don't have time. You gotta demand justice for the Palestinian people. There are many forms of action you can take. This government is complicit in occupation, in crimes against humanity. So you must take action. Take action, petition. Show that you support the Palestinian people. And let me tell you something. They talk about Israel's right to defense. Do you think that a Palestinian kid in the West Bank is stupid when he carries the stone and throws it at a tank? Do you think he's going to destroy the tank? He can't. But you know what he thinks? He thinks that for him to exist, he must resist. Let's all say together, resistance is a right. Resistance is a right. Resistance is a right. It is a right guaranteed by all conventions. Let's not forget the heroes of the Warsaw Ghetto. They fought against Nazi Germany in Poland and Warsaw. Let's not forget these people. They were heroes. And so are the people fighting in Gaza are heroes. They're fighting against oppression. It did not start with the kidnapping of the three teenagers. No. Nor did it start with the siege. No. Nor did it start with the second or the first intifada. It started when 750,000 Palestinians, including my families, moved from their homes in 1948. Today, you have 5.3 million Palestinian refugees. Imagine. Raise your hand if you're a Palestinian refugee. Look at this. These are all Palestinian refugees. When will they get their rights? When we take action. What is the action? I tell you people. Boycott, divestments, and sanctions. This is the best form of action for us here. We cannot resist if we are not facing. We definitely can resist, but we cannot resist using force if there is no force used against us. So we boycott Israel. Gaza under attack. What do we do? Boycott Israel. Gaza under attack. What do we do? Boycott Israel. Louder. Gaza under attack. What do we do? Not end with only boycotts. Petition this government. Justin Trudeau even. He said that Israel has the right to defend itself, and he neglected completely the rights of the Palestinians to defend themselves. They are having Eid dinner. Eid is coming. Look at the dust. They're having Eid dinner. The liberals. And Justin Trudeau's going to be here. There shouldn't be one Muslim, one human with decency to leave. He's telling me I have basically no time, but I want to leave you with this message. I have less than a minute. But imagine the Palestinians in their homes when they get the message from the IDF and they tell them you have 1 minute to leave your home. Imagine the last time you were writing a test and you were told you have 5 minutes. See how confused you were? Imagine that it's not the bell that's going to ring that's going to end your exam. It's a bomb that's going to end your life. Your children, your family. This is what's happening in Palestine. Tweet at your MPs. Contact them, let them know that we, the people in Canada, stand by the right of Palestinians to defend themselves against occupation, apartheid, and siege. Thank you.
From Iraq to Palestine!
Occupation is a crime!
From Iraq to Palestine!
Occupation is a crime!
We are reaching at the end, and then inshallah we will start marching in 5 to 10 minutes. Now, there's one important announcement. If there are